has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
The handout will be available on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 4, the third column from the left. That landing page opens up to a list of all of the parashiot, and at the bottom it has the chapters of the Sefer Yehoshua, the book of Joshua.
Anna
has joined.
Please scroll down to chapter 23.
Has joined.
When you click on that, it will open up to chapter 23. It says we're doing chapter 23 and 24, but as you will see, that it's quite a bit of verses, so we'll see if we can get through with chapter 23 today. And if not, we'll be doing a few weeks on these chapters. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Brichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Uleakta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kanunei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kanuneihu. There are 16 verses in chapter 23. The number 16 connects to the male letters of Hashem's name, the sharing letters, the Yud and the Vav. There are 33 verses in chapter 24. And the number 33 connects to the Sefirah of Hod Shebachot, as in Lag BaOmer. And this is the energy of the light of Torah without the limitations of physicality. Together, the two chapters connect to the number 49, which connects to the light of the Omer, connects to the cleansing associated with the counting of the Omer. We're now going to transfer to Machon Mamre's website for Sefer Yehoshua, and we'll start with verse 1 of chapter 23. Vayehi miyamim rabim acharei asher heiniyah Adonai yohe wahe Adanu yo yoahi dawanu heyo li Yisrael mikol o yevehem misaviv vi Hoshua zakein baba yamim. And it came to pass after many days, when Hashem had given rest unto Israel from all their enemies round about, and Joshua was old and well stricken in years, this is the first time in the Torah that someone is described as old and well stricken. We've been told that Abraham has reached 175. We've been told Isaac has reached the number of years. I forget how many. We've been told all of our patriarchs have been reached their old age, for lack of a better description. But they never said they were well stricken. What is the meaning of that? Why is Joshua being described that way? And it has to do with the fact that he did not complete his task. He was to remove seven nations from the land of Israel. He was to lead the nation to achieve that goal. And he didn't. He didn't complete it. And we have suffered the consequences all along, all through the centuries. It's not that we can blame Joshua. It's not his fault. As the leader, he is representing the desires of the followers. The desires of the followers was they were tired of war. The desires of the followers, their ardor for Hashem had cooled. And we will see in the book of Judges that whole pattern of where they leave Hashem, not all at once, not right away, but it's a slow decline. And then the cycle begins. And oh, they realize it's a problem because they're getting problems from the other nations. And they come back, get closer to Hashem, and then fall further away. This is the cycle. And we see that cycle still existing today. There are 15 words in this verse indicating a connection to the upper worlds. Joshua had that connection. He couldn't have been the leader if he didn't have that connection. And that's why we have so many leaders in the religious communities of the children of Israel, of the Jewish people. They all have connection at various levels, some to Zerampin, some to Bina, some to Chachma. But the whole idea, the people are looking for leaders, but we don't need leaders anymore. First off, from according to the Zohar, we can't trust our leaders. They're not really at the spiritual level to be a leader. They only want to be a leader because of honor. They seek honor, and that's not the kind of leader we need. And if you can't have a leader, what are you supposed to do? And that's make your own connections. Verse 2. Vayikra Yehoshua lekol Yisrael. Please kenav u rashav u shokav u shokrav vayomer alehem ani zakamti vati b'yamim. That Joshua called for all Israel, for their elders and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers, and said unto them, I am old and well stricken in years. So he was describing himself as stricken in years. He didn't call the people, he called the leaders of the people. But he's saying that the verse says he called for all of Israel. And then it describes that he called the leaders. This is all part of the issue. When Moses would call for the people, he would speak to all of them. And even when Yitro told him to delegate to the various judges, even down to groups of 10 people, he always spoke to everyone. But Joshua, his leadership approach was to deal with the sub-leaders, for lack of a better term. The elders, the heads, which are the heads of the tribes, the judges, and their officers, which are the policemen. He was looking, he was delegating, but in the delegation, he lost connection to the people. We see that playing out today with the social media tool, which is both a tool of the negative system and a tool of the positive system, just as the internet is, the tree of knowledge, good and evil. We see when President Trump had his voice on Twitter and on Facebook, and he could describe whatever he chose to describe, he was speaking directly to people. He wasn't speaking through the leadership. Now, am I saying the media is leadership? And in a sense, it is. There are 14 words in verse 2, and 14 is a manifestation. The energy of the first verse is being manifested in the second. That's why he called all the leaders together. There are 70 letters. Now, the number 70, we always think it would deal with the 70 nations. But in this situation, what is it dealing with? The word sod, secrets, which has a gematria of 70. Verse 3. We atem re'item et kol asher asa Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yo ahe da wanu heyo. Eloheichem lekol hagoyim ha'ele mifneichem ki Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo yoahe dawanu heyo. Eloheichem hu ha'nilcham lachem. And ye have seen all that Hashem, your God, has done unto you, all these nations, because of you. For Hashem, your God, it is that has fought for you. Should Joshua need to remind the leaders that it is God that has made this happen, that he's in control of the world? I'm reminding of you all the time. I have to be reminded all the time. Because in the physical world, we are connected to physicality and we lose sight that Hashem is in control. first word in this verse relates to the first word in the parasha we read today, Tetzaveh. And what does Tetzaveh deal with? It deals with the clothing of the priest. And what is the purpose of this clothing of the priest? It corrects the negative actions of the children of Israel. Yes, we know they need to make sacrifices. They have all these different tools through the temple and the use of the temple. But it's the same word, and you. We discussed it at length on Sunday morning. But why is the verse being used here? Oh, yes, we can understand it. It's Joshua is reminding the children of Israel, the leaders of the children of Israel, it's not you who do these things, it's Hashem. But the energy of V'atem is the Shekhinah with the letters Aleph to Tav. And then there's the Mem Sofit, which represents Chesed. And the letter Vav represents the connecting to the previous verse, which we can understand. Because he called the leaders, and now he has to tell them something. So what he's telling them is in verse 3, and it's being connected through the letter Vav. Verse 4. Re'u hipalti lachem et agoin anisharim haele v'nachala l'shivtechem min hayarden. We call Hagoim Masher Hithrati, we Hayam Hagadol Mivo Hashemesh. Behold, I have allotted unto you for an inheritance according to your tribes. These nations that remain from the Jordan, with all the nations that I have cut off, even unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun. You see anything wrong with this verse? I hope you see what's wrong with it. He's saying, I have allotted you. There's no ani or anochi in this verse. So the translation is incorrect. But English, he needs to say this. He can't just say, allotted unto you, which is what hapalti lachem would be translated as. The yud at the end of the word is connecting it to the personal pronoun of I. Though it's a proper translation, but that's what's wrong. Because Hashem is in control. But Joshua is saying, he allocated the land. And yes, he picked the lots out of the hat. But the Urim Vituvim was used to confirm the lots. He didn't mention it. People follow their leader. And when the leader isn't speaking to the people, and the people are hearing the repetition from their leaders, the sub-leaders, all kinds of room for mistakes, for misinterpretations, for misunderstandings take place. 5. Wadonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu He Yo Elohechem Hu Yehidavim Mifnechem Vehorish Otam Milifnechem Virishtem Edartsam Kasher Diber Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu He Yo Elohechem Lachem. And Hashem your God, he shall thrust them out from before you, and drive them from out of your sight, and ye shall possess their land, as the Lord, as Hashem your God spoke unto you. So after he tells them that he is has given them the land, Joshua, now he brings in Hashem. It's the second aspect, not the first. That's the mistake. Sixteen words indicating the sharing, just as the 16 verses of this chapter. There are 73 letters. 73 connects to Chachmah, to wisdom. The gematria of Chachmah is 73. Chesed is 72. Chachmah is 73. So it was wise of Joshua to bring Hashem into the discussion, but it should have been first. Should have been the beginning. And that's hinted at by the 73 letters. Verse 6.
Wachazaktem meod lishmor v'la'asot et kol hakatu v'sefer Torat Moshe L'bilti dur mimenu yamin l'shmol.
Therefore, be you very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that you turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left. This is a similar verse and a similar direction and instruction that Moses gave to the people. Joshua is reiterating it as part of his getting ready to lead them. And there are 15 words to reinforce the connection to the upper worlds so that they can receive the energy to be able to do what he's instructing them, to keep the mitzvot, to keep the halakha that is instructed in the 5 books of Moses. 61 letters. The number 61 is Samach Aleph. The number 61 is the actual gematria of the word Anochi without the Vav, as it is spelled in the Esser Dibrot. But 61, actually, as Samach Aleph, can be translated as support unity. Because this is the issue for the children of Israel. This is the issue for the Jewish people. Everybody wants to be a leader. The community is very difficult to hold together. This is the issue. You form unity, and then you break apart. Because as the adage goes, you have three Jewish people, you have 17 arguments. I made up the number 17, because it's not good. Verse 7. Levil tivo bagoim ha'ele hanisharim ha'ele itchem uvshem Eloheichem lo taskiru willo tashbiu willo tavdum willo tishtachawu lachem. That ye come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor worship them. It's interesting. It's very rare. I think it's never that Hashem says, worship me. It's always serve me, using the shorish of Ebed, Ayin Bet Dalet. But why is the instruction not to worship these other gods, as well as not to serve them? What is the difference between serving and worshiping? If you look at the second word from the end, Shetach is the shorish, Shin Taf Pet. Whereas service comes from Ebed, which also means to be a slave. So serving Hashem means to be a slave. And the reality is, you have a choice. You can either serve Satan, Chas V'Shalom, or you can serve Hashem. But worshiping is coming from a totally different shorish, totally different root. Worship is an indication of some form of passion because of the shin that leads the first letter of the shorish. The other two letters are a little difficult to make connection to right now.
Hello?
And, yes?
My thought was serving having to do with the physicality of the hand, actions, the things that you do in the physical world, whereas worship, you tend to think it more to the spiritual world, which, again, like you said, you either decide to serve and worship Hashem or the negative system.
Thank you, Anna. That's an interesting thing. I need I need to take a look at what are the different options for that shoresh, mm-hmm. and get a better sense of it. But it's an important thing you just said.
Well, serving, you think of physical actions, even if you think of a waitress or a waiter, you know, you're actually doing things. But you have to have the right consciousness of what you're doing and who you're doing it to or who you're doing it for. You know,
in the first, action is being given first,
mm-hmm.
and worship being at the end, which is the wrong order. So there's a lot of issues that needs to be expanded on. There are 18 words in this verse telling us that life high comes from not paying attention to the cultures and the societies around you. And that's really the essence of this message. Joshua hasn't said it, but he's leaving them. And he's going to leave them without a leader per se. And he's telling them, follow the five books of Moses, follow the halakha that Hashem and Moses have laid down. But he's doing that, and he's hinting with the number of words that life comes from not allowing your the culture around you, the society around you, the community around you to influence you. Because we've spoken about it many times that this is what the issue is, that we live among other communities, we live among other people, and we absorb their influence, and it changes us.
Well, if I remember right, at the very beginning of the book, they went into the city spelled AI. I always called it I. And he didn't ask Hashem, you know, they didn't consult Hashem on it, and they lost the battle. So even from the start of his ministry.
No, they didn't consult. They didn't consult Hashem. But they lost the battle because one person in the community did not follow the instruction to not take anything from the previous battle. He took some things, and that's why 30 people died. Your point is well taken, Hannah.
Are the letters Ani within Anochi? My visual of Anochi, I can't look at it right now, but I thought that's significant too.
Correct. Mm-hmm. The reason for the kaf being added, it doesn't it's pronounced Anochi, but the vav isn't there, and the kaf is what's being added to the word ani, and it changes the vowels and it becomes anochi. But what ani means I, but if you permutate the letters, it also means nothing. Ain. So the meaning of I is ego, which we know is nothingness. But now you put in the kaf, it becomes anochi, and the kaf connects to writing.
And it also connects to the palm and the hand, which has to do with serving. So,
with action. Correct.
Yes. So it's all coming together.
It always does.
I know. Beautiful. I'm going to mute again.
We're not going to be finishing these 16 verses today. That's okay. I think it's been productive in what's been flowing through me that you guys are pulling out of me. The number of letters is 79, 18 words and 79 letters. If we add the kolel, and I'm sure there's a missing vav in one of these words, if not more, when you add the kolel, it becomes 80 letters, and 80 means pay, the mouth. And we know the life of a Jewish person comes from his mouth. The life comes from not saying Lashon Hara. The life comes from saying the words of Torah that keeps him on the direct path, the straight and narrow, not turning to the left or to the right. The eighth verse. Kim ba Adonai Yohe. Hey Adanu yo yo aheda wanu heyo Elohechem idbaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. But cleave unto Hashem your God as ye have done up to this day. Ten words in this verse hints very clearly, more than hints, to the idea that cleaving means at all the levels of the ten sephirot, all the ten levels of consciousness. Letters is the Lamed Chet. And I know that it has something to do with teaching unity, because if you make the Chet the way the Torah scroll makes it, it has a Vav and a Zion within it, and the house sort of above connecting it, representing the Vav and the Zion is 13. The little house is two different movements of the scribe, of the scribe's hand, makes 15. And 15 is the upper worlds. And you begin to understand what cleaving is on a different level than you just intellectually. Verse 9. Wayoresh Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Mifnehem Goim Gidolim Waatumim Atem lo amad ish bifnechem ad hayom hazeh. Wherefore the Hashem has driven out from before you the great nations and mighty, but as for you, no man has stood against you until this day. Do you see the hint? The warning hint in this verse. It's not saying it explicitly. Words connecting to manifestation to King David and the Sephirah of Malchut. Verse 10. Ish echad michem yirda v'aleph ki Adonai yohei vahei adanu yo Wadu heyo Elohechem Uhanilcham Lachem Asher Diber Lachem. One man of you has chased 1,000 for Hashem your God. He it is that fought for you as he spoke unto you. This is the prophecy from the book of the five books of Moses. There's a verse in there talking about how one man will chase 1,000. And what, this is what Joshua is also recording. This is what happened in their years of war to conquer the land. Little by little, as Hashem said he would do, because if you did it all at once, there would be empty space, and empty space means Satan. So it has to be little by little. Verse 11. Vanishmartem meod lenafshotehem leahava et Adonai yohewahe adanu yohewahe dawandu heyo Elohechem. Take good heed, therefore, to yourselves, that ye love Hashem your God. Seven words. Five letters. Each physicality. Are you to teach it to come to you or to keep from you? The essence of the message is keep physicality from you. Keep separated from physicality. Yes, the physical was created for you. You are to enjoy the pleasures of physicality, but never to release your hold on the spiritual. And this is the difficult task that humankind has. This is the difficult task that the children of Israel have been failing repeatedly, generation after generation. Verse 12. Kim shotashuvu. Udvachem beyeter hagoyim haele hanisharim haele itchem vehitatantem bahem uvatem bahem vehem bahem. Else if ye do in any wise go back and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, even these that remain among you, and make marriages with them, and go in unto them, and they to you. is not finished, but the warning is beginning. Stay away from the other nations. Have you learned the lesson? Seventeen words, which is telling you that this message is good. You stay, if you don't do these things by being attracted to the other nations, that will be good for you. Letters, and we add the kolel, becomes 72. Not only will it be good, but it will be connection to chesed. Verse 13. Yado adedu ki lo yosif Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo Elohechem lehorish et hagoim Aele milifnechem wechayu lachem lefach ulmokesh Ushotet betidehem litwilit nini Benehem adavadhem Me'al ha'adama ha'tova ha'zot Asher natan lachem Adonai yohewahe adanu yo Yo Ahida Wanu Heyo Elohechem. Know for a certainty that Hashem your God will no more drive these nations from out of your sight, but they shall be a snare and a trap to you, and a scourge in your sides, and pricks in your eyes, until ye perish from off this good land, which Hashem your God has given you. This is a prophecy. This is what happened. There are 31 words. The number 31 connects to the name of God, El, which connects to the name of God that's connected to Chokhmah, to wisdom. believe there is 137 letters. I believe one of them is missing. It's a vav in the. As I was going through it, I noticed it. But 137 is the gematria of the word Kabbalah, receiving. And it's very much connected to this verse. What do you want to receive? What is your choice? Do you want to go to the left or to the right or stay in the center? It's really, this verse is a very powerful verse. It would take a lot more discussion, but we're out of time. And I know we both, all of us wanted to finish these verses, but I have another appointment, so it's not possible to go longer today. Does anybody have any questions? I'm reminding you that there's two more classes, the Deep Zohar at 4:30 and the Ari on the holiday of Purim. Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful afternoon.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Hashem.
Thank you.